KTBB News Time 7:53, right now 71 degrees. It's my honor to introduce the, of course, illustrious host of You Tell Me Texas, KTBB's own Paul Greiser. Good morning, Chief.
Well, good morning, Jared. I didn't know I was illustrious. How nice of you to say. We're sponsored by the Keepersall Collection of Estate-Grown Wines and by the Restaurant and Grand Tasting Room at Keepersall, East Texas destinations, south of Tyler, off of FM 344. Donald Trump is a polarizing figure. In other news, it gets hot in Texas in the summer. More than any recent president, Donald Trump evokes a visceral reaction among a large proportion of voters. Millions of people, disproportionately concentrated in coastal states, despise the man. A big reason is his outsized, brash personality that's unlike any of that of any politicians in our time. Since the 2015 escalator ride that kicked off his first campaign, we have observed his penchant for incendiary statements, insulting personal attacks, and often outlandish exaggeration. To a significant degree, Donald Trump himself has contributed to much of the animus against him. Now, to be fair, many of these characteristics have been greatly muted in his second term. But for my money, one of the biggest and most consistent contributors to Trump hatred is the corrupt and fundamentally dishonest legacy media. Shrinking in size, scope, and influence as the legacy media are, a meaningful percentage of Americans still rely solely on the likes of ABC, CBS, NBC, et al. For their news. In the same way that a diet of a college kid is carb-heavy, the news diet of a legacy media consumer is agenda-heavy. Members of the legacy media, almost to a person, see it as their civic and sacred duty not to merely report on what Donald Trump does and allow readers and viewers to form their own conclusions. They see themselves instead as specially charged with saving the republic from him. Example, if Trump vigorously prosecutes attacks on Iran, the media says he's a war criminal. If he extends a ceasefire, they say he's a taco, and that stands for Trump always chickens out. The once-trusted legacy media are using the last shards of the credibility they once enjoyed to intentionally and shamelessly lie about Trump, his policies, and his accomplishments. And there's a key word, accomplishments. They are many. Since taking office for his second term, Trump has essentially stopped illegal immigration. Not slowed it down, stopped it. It's a campaign promise kept. Another campaign promise, energy independence. The president has unleashed the American oil and gas industry in a way that's completely reshaping the world geopolitical landscape for the long term in America's favor. It's worth noting that in times not so long past, a war in Iran and the closing of the Strait of Hormuz wouldn't have simply caused gas prices to go up, as has happened. There would be gasoline lines. Some agenda-laden reporting to the contrary notwithstanding, very soon Trump will have completed the neutralization of a terroristic, nuclear weapons-seeking Iran, a regime that vexed 7 prior administrations while holding the entire world hostage. All this while lowering the tax burden on every single American taxpayer. There's more, but time doesn't permit. The real knock on Trump boils down to this. The man has had the temerity to actually take on the problems that establishment politicians of both parties merely fundraise on. In the realm of high-level Washington politics, that's simply unforgivable. That's my word. What's yours? Go to youtellmetexas.com and you tell me. I'm telling you, Friday afternoons, when it's not a zillion degrees outside, are not going to last. You should take advantage now, and here's how you do it. Gather up your spouse or some friends and head for the grand tasting room at Keepersall. When you get there, go straight to the tasting bar and ask to try wines from the Keepersall collection. Yes, tell them I sent you. Your first taste is on me, as always. Pick the wine you like, then maybe go grab a light bite to eat. Take it all to the patio outside. It's going to be a very nice afternoon, cloudy, but perfect for sitting outside, enjoying a glass of wine and something to eat while looking at the rolling, lush green vineyard. Truly some of the prettiest real estate in East Texas. Sit with your spouse or friends, sip, relax, enjoy. Take me up on this. You'll find it to be the perfect setup for a very nice weekend. So, go south on Broadway to FM 344, left under the bridge for a mile and a half to the Keepersall entrance gate on your left, and then follow the signs. There's more, as always, at keepersall.com.